the vice president of sales for McLaren Pro, for McLaren Health Plan. He's been a great partner of mine for some time, and he is live in studio. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. I got my snowblower out this morning to make sure it was working.
Very nice one-liner there. It was a little nippy. I was supposed to play golf yesterday and decline because I, you know, to have fun, I don't want it to be painful. But there are some diehards. A good friend of mine, Tim Stout, said yesterday 60 degrees is an excellent reason to have an emergency 9 or 18. And I know you were playing in that cold
weather.
Yeah,
I went out and played with my wife, my mom and dad to celebrate Labor Day. And I think I've still got a little frostbite now, but we managed to survive it.
And I know you're kind of happy because you're a Spartan fan, you're a Wisconsin fan, and you're Green Bay Packer fans, and those Packers look like they're going to be decent this year.
Well, we'll find out Thursday night, huh, against New Orleans.
Well, let's talk about McLaren Health Plan. For the second consecutive year, your employees have a reason to cheer.
Yeah, Modern Healthcare Magazine has given us an award as being one of the best places to work in healthcare throughout the United States. And that is it's really a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. And the neat thing is the minute we heard that we had been that we had finished in the top 100 in the country, our employees started saying three-peat, three-peat. So they're ready to do it again.
All right, what'd you have to do? A lot of business owners, a lot of business managers want to keep their good employees, especially after they've spent a lot of time and money to get them trained, and especially if they're very productive. What do you have to do to keep employees happy beyond a good salary and bennies?
Well, I think it all starts with a great vision from the top, and that's what Kathy Kendall brings, making sure that every person is treated with dignity and respect. They all understand their job, and Kathy does a fantastic job of laying out what the goals and objectives are for the year and making sure that she keeps everybody updated as to our progress. And when people, you know, we've grown now, we're at about 120 employees, and when everybody is aimed in the same direction and trying to achieve the same goal, it's amazing what can get done. And Kathy has just done a fabulous job with that.
All right, what do employees need to keep them on that right path so that they are happy?
I'd say it starts with communication. And clear-cut objectives and really understanding what is my role in the organization and how does it fit with everything that we're trying to accomplish and why is it that what I do, whatever particular function that is, what do I do that's so important to helping our organization be successful? And because of that, our people take a great deal of pride in everything they do. And as people know, highly engaged employees creates great outcomes and really great and phenomenal customer service for our members.
So you have a lot of communication. How do you do that?
Well, you know, Kathy keeps everybody apprised with quarterly meetings where she brings in all the staff, says, here's where we're at to goal, here's how we're doing. I think then it trickles down to, you know, throughout the organization, everybody is keeping everybody, you know, they're laying out an expectation and holding people accountable for what they have to get done with positive feedback is what occurs within our organization. So when you have that type of a communication structure in place and everybody's aware of what we're trying to achieve and how we're progressing towards the goals, it works out really well and we get recognized. When our employees were surveyed by Modern Healthcare, their answers are what triggered this award.
How many employees do you yourself manage in your sales staff?
Right now I'm about 10.
All right. What do you do with them to not only help train them and bring them along, but to keep them happy?
Well, you know, they're with salespeople, it's pretty, you know, it's a number. You've got to hit your number, and you've got to make sure that you're doing the things and, you know, and having the sales discipline that you need to hit your numbers. And so we'll meet as a team once a month, and then I'll have every other week, I'll have one-on-ones with each of my staff. We divide that into 12-week plans where, you know, you've got a full year, but if you're not tracking where you're at to your annual goal very consistently, all of a sudden you're going to find that you're behind goal and have to try and rush, and you can't get that done. So we break it into 12-week segments, 12-week time blocks, where there are certain objectives within that 12-week time period that we need to obtain.
Ed, it would seem now is the time to get in your business because many businesses, many municipalities, many organizations are trying to find a way to cut costs. And with insurance, they want to make sure that they have the optimal coverage. while cutting these costs. And I think you folks have been successful in dealing with these challenges for business.
It's a very competitive industry. And I'll get back to that modern healthcare and having, I think, one of our competitive advantages is definitely our employees and the way that they're engaged in doing what they can do to make sure that internally we're clicking as functionally as possible.
What are some of the new partners that you've brought on board to McLaren?
Well, we just signed some hospitals that are part of the Ascension health system, and they are all on board with us now. We've got we're opening up a market in Kalamazoo. We've got Saginaw opening up. Lansing, Ingham, Eaton, Clinton continues. We continue to add businesses here on a weekly basis, and we're growing in other parts of the state as well.
So I know you're working on Jackson too, aren't you?
Well, we're going to see what we can do in the Jackson market. The Detroit market's coming to life. We've got, with the addition of Central Michigan Hospital up in Mount Pleasant, that area is coming to life. And you may have read that we've entered into some due diligence discussions with Northern Michigan Hospital up in Petoskey. And what that means is that, probably by the end of December, and this was what was out in a media release, if it looks like both of our organizations, Northern Michigan Hospital and McLaren, seem to feel at the end of this look that it would be a good acquisition for us, they'll become a part of the McLaren family too.
Right. Has McLaren got their handle on healthcare yet? And is that starting to be a bit more clearer?
The healthcare reform?
Yes.
Yes, we've got people working on it every day. We're moving in the right direction with it. And I think some of the products that we're bringing to market, we're real close. We've started an insurance company. And within the next 4 weeks, we'll have a PPO product that will allow us to sell not only throughout the state of Michigan, but also throughout the United States.
All right. And anything else new and newsy coming up that we should keep an eye and ear out for?
Well, I think one of the big things that we've got in December of 2012, our proton beam will see its first patient. And as I've mentioned, I think before, Tone, that is going to be the 9th proton beam in the United States, the first in Michigan, and it will create a destination spot for care because this technology is the outcomes are just tremendous.
And for people who don't know, this technology, for example, for cancer patients, the technology is so specific that as opposed to the other treatments available, it can narrow in specifically and cut out the cancer. The recuperation time is a lot less, and as opposed to chemo, it's not damaging all the organs in the body.
Well, what we're able to do is irradiate a mass with a much higher dosage level than you can with traditional radiation therapy. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we're able to do it is because you can bring in at a low dosage level, get to that mass, spike it up real high, and then decrease it. And what that means is less collateral damage on the way in, hitting good things, and on the way out, hitting good things.
And what that also means is you're creating a community around that because there are going to be businesses and services, hotels will pop up. It's going to be a big growth plus for Flint.
True. Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for coming in and visiting. Congratulations on that award.
Yeah, great to be here, Tony. Thank you.